Hare Krishna. When Krishna calls the vision that he bestowed to Arjuna as divine, then why does Vishwanatha Thakur say that Arjuna's vision had been to be downgraded so that he would see the universal form? Answer: Vishwanatha Thakur is celebrated as the Rasik Acharya, and he explains things in terms of rasa primarily in his commentaries. So the rasa reality, we should not see that as contradicting tattva reality. The two are different ways of looking at reality, and both need to be understood in their context. So thus, for example, if Yashoda Mai is going to see from tattva point of view that Krishna is God, then she cannot have the rasa of Vatsalya. How can anyone be the mother of God? So the rasa and tattva, they are different visions or different ways of looking at reality, and both are important. And so the point of Vishwanatha Thakur, when he states that Arjuna's vision had to be downgraded so that he could see the universal form, he is talking in terms of emotion. That means he is saying that Arjuna had already such an exalted vision, exalted affection for Krishna, by which he was able to see Krishna as God, he was able to see Krishna as his sakha, as his closest friend, as the dearest object of his heart. Such a vision is so rare that it is not perceivable for everyone. And therefore, that vision is, being so rare, is what Arjuna is extremely fortunate to have it. And very, very few people have it, and when Arjuna has it, that is what Chakravarti Pad is saying is so special, so special. Now, from the point of view of the various conceptions of God along which a seeker may progress, this is talked about in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, one of the preliminary conceptions is said to be the Vishwarupa. So, it is the first, now although there are some technical differences between the Vishwarupa and the Virat Rupa, the Vishwarupa that is revealed by Krishna to Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, and the Virat Rupa that is conceived by seekers. But that conceptualization of God in the greatness of the universe, that is, say that chapter is titled by Srila Prabhupada, the first step in God realization. So the point of that is that is not considered to be a very advanced level of conception of God. Now the conception of God as avatar, the conception of God in his eternal abode, in his transcendental form, those are considered to be much higher and sweeter conceptions of God. So, from the point of view of levels of conception of God, Arjuna is already at a very high level of realization. He is connected with the Shamsundar, with the Parthasarthi form of Krishna, which is the eternal form of Krishna manifested in the spiritual world. And from that level, perceiving the Vishwarupa is actually a lower level of perception. And in that sense, Vishwanatha Thakur says that Arjuna's vision had to be downgraded. At the same time, when Krishna and Arjuna are manifesting on the earth, at that time they are performing Naralila, and they usually act as normal human beings. So that which is transcendent, just like there is Golok Vrindavan and there is Bhulok Vrindavan. Now the Bhulok Vrindavan also remains transcendental, but this transcendental realm is manifested in the material world. So this is so that which is transcendental becomes manifested in the material. So similarly, when Krishna and Arjuna come to this world, they perform pastimes on earth and they act as normal earthly beings. And from the point of view of the vision that earthly beings have, those earthly beings don't have the vision of the Vishwarupa. So from this level, to get the perception of God in his Vishwarupa, now even the Bhagavatam states that the seekers have to do sadhana by which they can perceive the Vishwarupa. So when Krishna reveals that Vishwarupa to Arjuna, then from the point of view of ordinary earthly beings, Arjuna requires a special vision, and because this is a perception of a special form of God, therefore it is said Divyam Didamite Chakshu, that I give divine vision. So If you point to look from the point of view of rasa, then yes, Arjuna has such an intimate rasa with him, and in the Virat Rupa, the conception of God is so distant that yes, there is a downgrading of the vision. But from the point of view of earthly perception, where God cannot, most people are not able to see God, to conceptualize God or to visualize God or to perceive God by divine revelation in his Vishwarupa, how he is present and pervades all of existence, that is a special blessing. And that blessing, to be able to perceive that, requires a special blessed vision. And Krishna is referring to that blessed vision when he states that he is giving divine eyes to Arjuna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.